Okay, so we continue in the Archa Sadikim. The learning should be as Chosi L'Nishmas Adir Chaver Chaim Elozov Ben Shimshinariye and also Rabbi Yaakov Yosef Ben Chaim Menachem Ben Sion. It should also be as Chos for Fur Shleim of Chaim Doi Ben Menorachu Chanalei Bashen Derachu and Abadati Ben Peril and as Chos for all those in Amakam Sakana and Eretz Yisrael. So we are on page 60, and we talked yesterday that there is a Gaiva, Gaiva's Haguf, a way of let me think of the right word. Demonstrating a way of demonstrating gaiva physically in a gashmius manner that's bad. And that's pretty obvious. You dress in a way that you're trying to get attention, you demand the respect from others, you talk down to other people. So that we understand. But he's going to say now that there's also a gaiva saguf that's good, which might sound surprising to some of you, but it's going to teach us another very important lesson, which is the important lesson of moderation. Extremes are not good, are not healthy, and the Torah does not want a person to live an extreme lifestyle. Not extreme one way, but not extreme to the right, but not extreme to the left either. Okay, so he says like this: "V'zoyhi mi gaivas aguf shehi taiva." This is a positive aspect of gaiva. Maybe a person will say, since gaiva is such a bad midah, let me go even further to the other extreme. Add to the point, now you're not eating meat, you're not drinking wine, you're not getting married, you're not living in a proper house, you're not wearing proper clothing. You're wearing the sackcloth and plain unprocessed wool, and your clothing is dirty and ripped. You're using dirty kelim to eat. You're not washing your face. You have the varaglav, your hands and feet. You look homeless. You look like a hobo. That is not what the Torah wants from us. Why are you doing this? You're trying to basically, no one should look up to me. No one should give me any respect. And basically, I should be at the bottom of, I should feel that way, I should look that way, I should present that way. And that's why you're doing it, because you're trying to take the extreme approach of gaiva. Basically, you're going to the extreme where you can't go anymore. Listen to this. So someone who takes this type of lifestyle is called a sinner. It says by a nazir that he abstained from wine, that he has to atone for the sin that he sinned. What was the sin that he sinned? That he separated from wine. Hashem gave us a present of wine, and he separated from it. So in a sense, he's called a chayte. So if all he did was separate from one item, wine, grapes, but really one species of item, and he's still called a sinner. So someone who turns his back on all gashmias, alachas kama v'kama, how much more so he's called a sinner. So this approach of all gashmias is not correct, but the approach of no gashmias is also not a proper approach, to the point where you're actually called a chayte. Rather, amru chachamim, lo yidayecha ma she'asra Torah. It's not enough what the Torah asked you, elo she'ata oisa alecha dvar macherim, you're asking other things, meaning you're taking on additional chumras. That's not appropriate. On this matter, and similarly, Amar Shlomo Shlomo said, "Al ti tzadik harbe." Don't be an excessive tzadik. And don't try to out be smarter than the Torah. Lama tishoymeim. Why should you destroy yourself? Meaning that the Mesil and Mesilas Yesharim says this, that it depends. Obviously, there's also an idea of kedoshim to you, to be makdish yourself. Kaddish atzmacha b'mutalach, things that are mutter. So the Mesilas Yesharim explains the difference. When is it appropriate to abstain and when not? He says, if it's something essential you should not abstain from. So for example, proper clothing, proper home, taking care of your body, right? Hygiene. Those are not things, those are essential. Those are not things that a person should abstain from. And if you do, you're called a chayte. But non-essentials, so for example, going on a fancy vacation, making a bar mitzvah, not nothing to do with what's going on today. I'm just saying, you make a simcha, whether it's a bar mitzvah, wedding, whatever it is, and you go above and beyond, and you spend way too much, more than you could afford. So things like that that are not essential, that you should abstain from. And so that's really, says the Mesilas Yesharim, that's really the line of demarcation. And it's not the same items for everybody. For some people, to wear designer clothing or to wear fancier, a little bit of a fancier clothing is considered a need. They feel good about themselves and they feel healthy when they wear nicer clothing. It's going to cost more, but and they're going to look fancier, but they need that. That might be essential for him, whereas for the next guy, it's not essential. So everyone has to do their own Hashbana Nefesh to figure out what's essential, what's not essential. But that's really what it comes down to. And if you're going to abstain from essentials, like Maaseh Yesharim tells us, so then you're ruining yourself. Haderech HaYishara, the proper path for Adam and a person, is Shehei Naki B'chol Inyanav, that he should be clean in all of his matters. Ki Anekiyos Hiderech HaMaisim Tovim, cleanliness is the road to proper actions. Ketzad, what does that mean? How do you act with Nikayon? So he says, Yibash Begadim Beinanim. You should wear moderate clothing, not too expensive, not too cheap. Don't wear expensive clothing that everyone's looking at you. And don't wear clothing that you're embarrassed in it. Ela begadim beinanim, moderate, nayim, proper. They look fitting, unikiyim, and they're clean. Ha'ani lefi anya ve'asher lefi asheri. Poor person according to his level of poverty, and the rich person according to his. And that's what we were saying earlier, is that depending on where you're holding, you don't necessarily, it's not necessarily wrong for a rich person to dress fancier than a poor person. His stature may demand that he dresses a certain way or he drives a certain car, but it should be to that level, but and that should be beinonis for someone at his level. Okay, we'll stop here and we'll, Amir Tashem, continue with this idea next time.